Hello and welcome to Teacher in the Sign Podcast. This will be a brief supplemental video to add some additional information and clarification to the last podcast episode entitled The Sin of Charismatics and Mormons. To begin with, I want to explain what dominion is. In Genesis, we find that God gave dominion of the earth and everything that is in it to mankind. Now, the Hebrew definition of dominion, the word that is used here in Genesis, is supreme authority. So if you have dominion over something, you are the supreme authority over it. In other words, there is no higher authority. So if you have full dominion of a nation, for example, you are the supreme authority. There's no higher authority than your authority. Therefore, when God says that he gave dominion of the earth and everything in it to man, that made mankind the supreme authority over the earth and everything in it. And I know that's hard for some people to accept, but if you believe your scriptures, and if you look up this Hebrew word, you will know that this is the truth. Now, it's just a matter of how to deal with that truth and what does it mean. So in other words, mankind, and not God himself, was given supreme authority over not just the earth, but everything that is in the earth. So when Adam and Eve fell, that is why the effects of that sin was so disastrous, not only for them, but for all of their descendants, and not just their descendants, but the entire planet itself and everything that is in it. Even though nature and animals cannot sin, they nevertheless suffered the effects of the fall, precisely because mankind was given dominion over the earth and everything in it. Imagine, if you would, if the owner of a business became addicted to drugs and disappeared for weeks at a time and stopped leading the company or working to generate new business or maintain relationships with customers and other companies, and forgot to do payroll. Pretty soon that whole company and everyone in it would be going downhill rapidly until that company collapsed altogether. And that is the effect of dominion and how the fall of Adam and Eve affected the entirety of the earth. It is the reason why we now have sickness and death in the world. When Adam and Eve yielded to the enticings of Satan, they effectively gave their dominion over to him. And in as much as we repent and relied entirely upon God to direct us in our path, we could be protected to a certain extent. But even so, with the fall of mankind and the effects of the unrighteousness in the world, even the righteous have suffered and were afflicted and experienced maladies of the flesh. Satan became the prince of this world to the extent that men followed him. His authority in the world was enlarged. And so the more wickedness that is in the world, the greater his power, because men turned their dominion over to him. And it is for this reason that Jesus told his disciples that Satan was the ruler of this world. And this is one of the reasons why Jesus had to go to the cross. Apart from the forgiveness of sins, making a way for us to be reconciled to the Father, Jesus also needed to take back dominion of the earth. So we must remember that Jesus was not only fully divine, he was not only God in the flesh, but he was also fully human as well. And I hope you can begin to see why it was so important for him to come down and become human, not only to show us the way, to teach us and to reveal the power of God on earth that we might believe, and not only to be the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, who would be sacrificed for our sin, but that as a man himself, he could live fully righteously without sin, and by that means take back dominion of the earth, which God had given to mankind, and restore it back to its proper framework. As the Bible tells us, when Jesus died, before he ascended to the Father, he descended first to the lower parts of the earth. In other words, he descended to Hades, or what we call hell. And this is where Peter says that many who were disobedient in the times of Noah, that Jesus went and preached to them who were in the prison place. But we also read from the Apostle Paul that when he died on the cross and descended into Hades, that he defeated the demonic spirits of this world, the unclean spirits, the angels of Satan, the fallen angels even. He defeated those powers and principalities of evil that held us in bondage, and he made an open show of them. And so why, might you ask, do we still suffer the effects of the fall? Now, it is a well-known fact that a young elephant that is tied to a stake in the ground that has been there for years, once that stake and that rope are removed, or when they become large enough so they could easily pull that stake out of the ground, they continue to just stand there in that area, seemingly trapped by the mental giant that stake has become to them, even though it can no longer truly hold them in place. They have become accustomed to the bondage. And so even though Jesus defeated Satan at the cross, they can and do continue to rule in the hearts of men on this earth, so long as we obey them and do not realize that we have been freed from our chains, that the teeth have been pulled from this dragon. And so we must recognize what Jesus did for us and walk in the freedom that he has won for us. We must lay claim to the great gift that God has given us. A father may purchase a car for his daughter and give her the keys, but if she never picks up those keys and never gets in that car and drives it, has she truly received the gift? But here's the thing that I think Christianity misses, and what has largely not been understood by the church, is that Jesus did not win back dominion of the earth to simply hand it over to us to do with as we see fit. In fact, he retains the stewardship of that dominion on our behalf, so that it can never be lost again. And it is for this reason that Jesus said that he is the vine, and we are the branches, and that we must abide in him, and he must abide in us. For apart from him, what does he say? We can do nothing, absolutely nothing. In other words, we cannot exercise dominion or authority or the powers of heaven at a whim because we believe that's what we should do. Let me clarify this. What I have come to understand by reading not just the select verses, the ones that charismatics and Christians tend to take hold of and stand on, but by reading all of the scriptures, all of the sayings of Jesus. The Psalms tells us it is the sum of thy word, O Lord, that is the truth. The sum, in other words, the whole, the entirety of his word, not just part of his word. And that is how we get the truth of these things. So by reading the entirety of Jesus' message from start to finish, not just the select parts, what I have found is that Jesus did not go to the cross to give us authority apart from himself, that we can presume to know what his will is and simply stand on those assumptions and make declarations or presume to know what to do for someone who is sick or in a wheelchair or who has lost his hearing or his eyesight or for someone who has just died. We cannot presume to know the will of God. And even if we do believe that he would heal someone or raise that person from the dead, presumption kills. Presumption is a tool of the enemy. And we can do nothing that is of any good apart from Jesus Christ, because he did not hand over authority to us, and that he is now gone away someplace far away. And now we must stand in his stead and presume to know what he would have us do. Or in other words, we do not have authority apart from his will. So in all things, whether we are to lay our hands on someone who is sick or anoint them with oil or tell someone in a wheelchair, rise up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ, or whether we are to command the dead to arise. We can do none of these things apart from God, apart from Jesus Christ, apart from being directed by His Holy Spirit to do so. Jesus is the way. He came to show us the way. And what did Jesus say? He told His disciples that He did nothing but what the Father showed Him to do. And that is why, when Jesus came upon one man who was unable to speak, He healed that man. But in another instance in the Gospels, where He found a man who was mute, He cast out an evil spirit, and the man was able to speak. Presumption will not tell us which of these two we need to do. Presumption gets us into trouble, and presumption yields results that are less than desirable, and many times truly gives Christianity a black eye because it's so hit and miss. So what we understand from these stories is that even Jesus had to discern the will of the Father in every instance to know what He should do. Likewise, we must draw ever closer to the Lord and learn to hear His voice. And while we are always able to, and we have been instructed to pray for one another that we may be healed, and in many instances people are healed and experience miracles because the prayers of the righteous availeth much, even as James tells us, when it comes to performing miracles, and that includes laying hands on the sick that they may recover, the power of God being wielded through us can only come by direction of the Holy Spirit, and not by our own presumption. For when the Lord ascended to the Father, He gave us the promise of the Holy Ghost. And it is by the Holy Ghost that we are to be directed. That is how Jesus is within us, by His Spirit. And so we must be directed by the Spirit in all things. Amen. Until next time, God bless.